From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Trump administration's effort to write a new Waters of the U.S. regulation took a big step forward last week with publication of a proposed rule to withdraw the Obama administration's 2015 rule. The proposal had been held up for a month due to issues with the formatting of the document. With that behind them, interested parties will now have an opportunity to comment on the proposal's substance. Speed is of the essence when it comes to renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement. That's because the uncertainty surrounding the overhaul has some Mexican importers turning to other suppliers for the chicken and grain they need. Corn, sorghum, and barley exports to Mexico are down 7% as buyers begin buying more from South American suppliers, and insiders say the situation will get worse if NAFTA negotiations drag out. A trio of nominees to the Commodity Future Trading Commission have pledged to protect the ability of farmers and ranchers to hedge against volatility in the commodities market. If confirmed, the nominees also indicated they are open to seeking an increase in the agency's staff, an issue that's sharply divided Republicans and Democrats. The nominees are former Senate Ag Committee aide Don DeBerry Stump, Brian Quintez, a former fund manager and a one-time House GOP advisor, and Russ Benham, who served as counsel to Senator Debbie Stabenow, ranking Democrat on the Ag Committee. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.